I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. An aging trash incinerator on Hartford's riverfront will continue to burn garbage in the coming years, but a new developer chosen by the state says it will drastically reduce the amount of waste incinerated at the state's largest trash plant. The Materials Innovation and Recycling Authority, or MIRA, takes about one-third of the state's garbage at its Hartford plant. That trash gets burned and turned into electricity, but the facility is over 30 years old. Lee Sawyer with the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection says that means costly upkeep and system failures.
When that happens, it creates a backup in the waste system where trash needs to find other destinations to go. So it creates a lot of cost and uncertainty in our overall regional waste system.
So for the past 2 years, DEEP has been looking to choose a developer to work with MIRA. It's now selected Sacyr Rooney, a Spanish-U.S. collaborative, to upgrade and manage the plant. Sacyr Rooney will take about 40% of the trash currently coming in the door and, instead of burning it, recycle it. Sawyer says about $229 million in upgrades will more effectively sort out recyclables like metal and fiber, and food will be converted into natural gas. But the rest of the trash will still get burnt. Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin says it's a bad use of riverfront land in the city.
From the city of Hartford's perspective, this is also another perfect example of non-taxable property being placed by the state in the city of Hartford, taking up otherwise valuable land for non-taxable uses.
MIRA's payment in lieu of taxes to the city have declined in recent years. Sawyer says significantly increasing payments to the city is part of the plan. A final contract is expected to be in place later this year. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.